Well, I'm on the top floor of City Hall, London's living room, with Richard Barnes, the Deputy Mayor of London. And we've been here to see the launch of Equal Life Chances for All, a very important document. Can you tell us very briefly and succinctly what it's all about?
The document recognises that over the last 4 or 5 years, equalities, diversity legislation has changed. And what we needed to do was look at the policies which we are statutory required to hold within the GLA and to project them forward and how it really impacts on London. And what we recognised was that whilst there are the six strands which are laid down by statute, diversity, race, equality, faith, sexuality, there are also a large number of people within London who do face discrimination, who do sit on the outside of society. And if we are going to have a cohesive London, then our policies must address those issues as well.
So you laid some stress there on how you're sort of moving forward from the achievements of the past, and you seem to hint at how you're going to go about that. You seem to be saying that you're going to be including people who perhaps have been left out before. Is that part of what you're doing that's different?
Most certainly. The part of the problem has been that the words equality and diversity have been so overused that the general public, Londoners in general, once the words are mentioned, immediately switch off and say this is a BME issue. It is not a BME issue. It is an issue for all of us. If our elderly people are afraid to come out at night, then that's a safety and equality issue which affects all of us. If there is no training or apprentices, opportunities for kids out in Barking and Dagenham, and they start to turn towards the BMP, that is an issue for all of us. And we must recognise that we have a responsibility across the piece.
Now, a recent statement coming out of City Hall referred to the Stonewall, I think it's the Good Employers list that they established, and this has been, you know, something that's gone on for a long time. The GLA has often had a very high placing in there, and you weren't included last year because I think it was the transition period. It sort of got lost. This year, there seems to have been an explicit decision not to do that. Can you explain how that decision fits in with your wider strategy on equalities?
The decision not to enter into that last year was an explicit decision. It was part of the transition. And the reason we haven't done it this year is because our policies are being launched, are evolving. It is not a decision which is going to stand like a tablet of stone forever. We will certainly be part of that process in the future.
So can you explain a bit more about that? So you've opted out of this apparently because you feel that it's a divisive thing, but you say you might be part of it in the future. How does that work?
Well, as I said, no decision is vested in stone. And we took the decisions for very practical reasons last year and this year. There's no point taking a decision if you know you're going to come out down at the bottom end, because we certainly weren't in a position to do it. And I'm prepared to put our employment policies, our equality policies, our diversity policies up to a test to anybody. You know, if we're not prepared to do that, then we are not setting the gold standard for London. We're not standing as an exemplar, and that we must be prepared to do.
I was interested to read a rather provocative article on the Conservative Home website by Harry Phibbs, who's a Tory councillor in Hammersmith and Fulham, expressing alarm that there remains in City Hall a number of diversity officers within the staff. He seemed to think that this was a failure on Porras's behalf and that these people should be purged as, you know, part of the Ken regime. You've obviously maintained this part of the staff, but can you explain why that is?
Well, I think Harry Phibbs has got a lot to learn about life, really, hasn't he? You know, it was drawn to my attention what he said, and he also criticised the language that was used. It's over PC. Well, when Harry aspires to be a little bit more than a councillor in Hammersmith and Fulham, then I think, sure, we can address and sit down and recognise the real issues. You know, and perhaps he was being provocative on Conservative Home. I trust that I represent the Conservative Party that David Cameron is promoting across his country, and the Conservative Party that will win the next general election. And I'm not quite sure that Harry Phibbs' attitudes actually will do that. If you're going to be a government for London, if you're going to lead London, then you have to represent every facet and every element which is across London. And yeah, the days of walking and taking in organisations with a machete in one hand and a submachine gun in the other are long gone.
Well, on that harmonious note, Richard, thank you very much indeed.